All right, Mike, let's take a look at some of the different ways that the Giants are trying to create pressure. Only 3 sacks in 4 games, so they're not the Giants' formal defensive front four that we're used to seeing, but they're finding different ways to try to create pressure on the quarterback. You're going to see here they're using a lot more of their linebackers to add to the front four pass rush. In this instance, it works out well for them because this allows Aaron Ross, who's out here on Brandon LaFell, to jump this route from Cam Newton.
Well, from injuries or just being ineffective, they're not getting the pressure. You're exactly right. So they're having to bring guys from that second level, bringing linebackers and trying to get pressure. And it's either feast or famine. Here you see the big interception. They're able to take it back the other way. But on a number of occasions, they're bringing people and they're getting burnt on the backside.
And here's what they're doing, Mike. They're coming from the inside. And the idea here is to try to collapse the pocket for the quarterback to shorten his throws. And it works to a T here. I mean, they collapse the pocket on Cam Newton. He can't, you know, deliver the throw with all the strength he wants to. He sort of has to throw it off his back foot. Aaron Ross makes a nice play on the outside.
Well, and what Aaron Ross knows is that the pressure is going to get there because they're bringing extra people, so he can gamble a little bit. He can play a little tight on the receiver and take a chance at jumping that route.
Now, here's where it backfires on.
Yes.
They try to basically the same thing, bringing inside pressure. Here's a 5-man rush. They're going to bring inside pressure. You got Aaron Ross here on the outside. Brandon LaFell is going to be able to hit a double move. Right. And the downside to bringing extra guys, if you don't get there, receivers are going to be able to pull double moves just like this one here.
And here again, Ross expecting the pressure to get there, so he's going to jump the route once again. But LaFell's able to go right by him with that double move because the pressure is not there.
Yeah, and the key here for the Eagles offensive line is recognize which extra guys are coming,
yep,
protecting the pocket. I don't think the Giants can cover on the back end. You see here, Cam Newton has all the protection he needs. He's going to have time to step into this throw and deliver a quick strike for a touchdown. Again, the Giants struggling, getting pressure on the quarterback. They need extra guys that makes them weak on the back end. If the Eagles offensive line can protect, they'll be able to take advantage of the Giants' pressure packages.